Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
KMLE FM and HD1 Chandler Phoenix. Your start of the day with Gunner and Cheyenne. Powered by NobleRam.com. Now, please pause while we salute America.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, we're so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
This is Gunner and Cheyenne.
Brett Eldridge with the national anthem this morning. Today is Cyber Monday.
I love Cyber Monday.
If you're into that.
I don't have to leave my house and I get great deals.
I mean, what else is different any other day of the year?
You
don't have to leave your house. You get it shipped right to your house. 18% of Americans say it is their favorite day of the year, which is hard to believe.
That's a stretch.
Of all the other days, Memorial Weekend, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you're gonna pick Cyber Monday as your favorite day of the year. Okay.
That's kind of funny.
And some Cyber Monday shopping tips. Shop early before the most popular stuff sells out. Duh.
Yeah.
Make sure you're getting a good deal by looking up old prices on sites like Camel, Camel, Camel.
What? What
That's
is
an actual
Camel,
site?
Camel, Camel?
It sounds like you're summoning the magical camel.
Surprise, we're here.
I've never heard of that before.
I haven't either.
And it's spelled
K-M-E-L or C?
K-C-A-M-E-L three times.
Three times?
Yeah.
That's odd.
I'm not doing it quick enough.
No, you're not.
I'm right-handed. There it goes. Camel, camel, camel. It's a thing. Okay. .com.
That's so weird.
So it'll tell you what the old price was prior to the sale price. Because normally they like jack it up just to bring it back down, yeah. You know? So I guess that's a good tip right there.
Well, it's only Amazon products. By the way,
is that all that
it
is?
It says find Amazon products in the search
bar. Oh, the Amazon price tracker.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Oh, well.
Well, there's that. And then also they say opt for in-store pickup to avoid shipping delays and them porch pirates.
Ooh, that is smart, actually.
So there you go. Have fun today.
Do you have an issue with porch pirates in your neighborhood?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
I kind of wish I did. I have a doorbell camera. It would be kind of fun. Track these folks down, you know, play a little game.
I feel like you would make a game out of it.
I'd pop up on the neighbor's app. Hey, guys.
Look what I have.
Anybody seen these guys? Anybody know who they are? Just start some drama in the neighbor, on the neighbor app.
They'd be like, who's this guy? He's never posted before.
But I had a porch pirate. It was the first time for everything, right?
I guess.
Get on there and create some drama. I hope you had a great weekend. Thanks for having us on. Here we go. Your morning riddle. Kind of made it easy today. I feel like we've done this one before.
Okay.
Just kind of kicked off the other week. If you eat me, then my sender will eat you. What am I? If you eat me, then my sender will eat you. What am I? As always, if you think you know it, you can text us at 22108.
I can tell you we have not done this one.
Oh, we have done this one.
No, we haven't. I don't think so. I said we have not.
We'll find out. I know.
Oh, okay.
I'll get the correct answer in 6 minutes. Hang on.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, appreciate you having us on this morning. We're able to figure out the answer to the morning riddle. If you eat me, then my sender will eat you. What am I? If you eat me, then my sender will eat you. What am I? Come up with an answer there, Shannon?
No. I have a default answer, which is always my default answer, but no.
I'm excited to hear it. Some of the incorrect guesses coming in by text at 22108. Text the 602. Multiple people said this. Pineapple.
If you eat me, my sender will eat you. I don't know how that works.
It says it eats you while you eat it because it's so acidic.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of makes sense. I guess I get that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's acidic, so like inside your stomach, it kind of like erodes things a little bit.
You got to eat a lot of pineapple.
You don't know a lot, but you never said anything about quantity.
That's a good point. Good point. That is an incorrect guess. Text from the 480, a box of chocolates. If you eat me, then my sender will eat you. What am I?
I don't understand that either.
Everybody else is correct. Cheyenne,
really?
What do you got? Yeah.
I went with Jesus.
No.
Dang it.
It is a fish hook. If you eat me, then my sender will eat you. The fish hook.
Oh, that makes sense. I get that.
We've never done that one
before?
I don't
think so.
I've sworn we did.
It doesn't sound familiar.
Well, yeah, if it doesn't sound familiar to you, maybe we didn't.
But that makes sense.
Maybe I looked at it a while back. I'm like, yeah, that's too easy. I'll hang
on. Joke's on you.
All right, well, we've got it correct. Nicely done. We do the morning riddle every weekday morning at 6 here on Camel Country. On the way next, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving stories.
Yes.
You know what happened this last weekend? That is something that you'll never forget. Be it good, be it bad. We love drama. If you want to text it to us, you can text it at 22108. But we're looking for your Thanksgiving stories. We're getting to these coming up next here on Camel.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
What happened again for the 7th year in a row, Cheyenne?
Okay.
Do you remember the Arizona grandma who accidentally texted a Thanksgiving invite to a random high school kid?
Yes, I remember.
Back in 2016. That was right here in the Valley. They had dinner together for the 7th year in a row. And they're also business partners now.
Stop it.
That here in a moment. But a little bit of background on this.
Uh-huh.
So there's a guy named Jamal. He received a text message from Wanda Dench, who mistook him as her grandson and invited him to Thanksgiving. It's back in 2016. However, the moment that they shared photos, Jamal realized that she was not his grandmother. But he did follow up and say, you're not my grandma. Could I still get a plate, though?
Aw, love it.
Wanda agreed and invited him for the feast and responded with, quote, of course you can. That's what grandmas do. They feed everyone.
I love it. So this story makes me happy every year.
Yeah, 7th year in a row they've done it. But now they're like business partners on some probiotic drinking water brand called Black MP. So they're in together on
that. That's cool. Good for them.
Look at that. Just an errant text message. Now yeah. business partners and reuniting every Thanksgiving.
That's awesome.
What a cool story, right?
Yes.
All right. What stories do you got, Camel Nation? What happened over the weekend that you can share with us? You can text us at 22108. Did somebody burn the turkey? Did the police get called on your Thanksgiving celebration? Did somebody get engaged?
Ooh.
Which definitely did not happen with Cheyenne.
Wow. Gee, thanks.
Just in case anybody was wondering if Cheyenne got get engaged over the weekend. No, she did not. Or did somebody ruin Thanksgiving by using store brand green beans in the green bean casserole? I mean, whatever went down over the weekend, we want to hear about the story. What is something that's kind of hanging out in your mind that happened over the weekend? You can text us at 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, we're looking for your Thanksgiving stories this weekend. What happened this last holiday weekend that you'll never forget. Stories are coming in by text at 22108. It is for us. I mean, we had two Friendsgivings this weekend.
Yes, we did.
One on Thursday, one on Saturday, and nothing too crazy went down.
No, it was very relaxed.
That I can recall.
From what I remember, it was pretty drama-free.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So what happened to your Thanksgiving? Anything worth sharing, you know? Did somebody burn the turkey? Maybe you tried deep-frying it, and it wasn't, like, fully thawed out. It just... Woof.
That is a worst-case scenario.
I know.
But it happened.
But the stories are great when they involve lots of drama.
Yes.
Right? Were the police called? Did somebody get engaged? Somebody did get married, though, in Vegas. Oh. Text of the 406. I got married in Vegas over the weekend.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
And if you're wondering, Cheyenne did not get engaged.
Thanks for continuing to point that out.
Well, we're trying to figure out the timeline. At the beginning of the year, I said that Cheyenne will be married by the end of the year. Right?
Yes.
So, I mean, if that was going to happen, an engagement had to have happened this last weekend, I think. Because then you could get it in, you know, do like a Christmas wedding.
I could elope something. Real quick.
Yeah. Just to make my predictions come to fruition,
well,
you know?
I hate to burst your bubble, but that's probably not going to happen.
Man. A bummer. We'll open those envelopes at the end of the year. We'll see what else did not happen or did happen in our predictions, you know. But what happened to you over the weekend worth sharing? You can text us at 22108. Text us at 602. On Thanksgiving, my grandma had a piece of food stuck on her mouth for almost 30 minutes, and everybody kept laughing. She had no idea why.
Poor grandma. You guys are mean.
She can't figure out why everybody's laughing at her.
Moving around.
This one sounds painful. Text of the 928. I got an 8-inch stick stuck in my foot.
Ugh.
Another trip to urgent care. We go there every year for some reason. Thank you to this person for what they do. Text at the 602. I'm a pediatric nurse, and I worked on Thanksgiving this year.
Aww.
On Thursday, my mom made all of the Thanksgiving meal and promptly put it away in Tupperware. That night, we headed up to Prescott, and on Friday, we did our full Thanksgiving feast as a family. Also, major kudos to my mom because she did everything gluten-free from the stuffing to the corn pudding, and I made pumpkin pie.
Wow, that is impressive. That's a lot of work that I'm not putting in.
I'm fine with gluten.
Yeah.
I know some people. What is it called? It's like celiac?
Celiacs, okay. Yeah.
Text the 808. My mom walked in on me while I was eating turkey naked in the bathroom.
Sorry. What? So many questions.
My mom walked in on me eating turkey while I was naked in the bathroom.
Okay. Why?
Maybe you forgot to lock the door. The turkey's out. All right, the turkey's out. People are starting to show up. You got to freshen up, right? You just grab a turkey on your way into the bathroom. You're too busy eating the turkey to lock the door, and somebody walks in on you.
Seems very simple to me. When was the last time you ate anything in a bathroom? When was the last time you did anything other than go to the bathroom?
It happens more often than you think.
It's
probably not the most hygienic thing, but... When there's dips and stuff out on the counter. You just take out, you know, and then head towards the bathroom.
Yeah, but you don't take a turkey leg with you. Go to eat in the bathroom.
Well, the turkey leg is on. I didn't visualize that as being a turkey leg. I just figured like a big old like hunk of the breast meat. Yeah. I don't know.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, this is a pretty crazy story that Woody Harrelson told. When he was presenting Michael J. Fox with an honorary Oscar at the 13th Annual Governor's Awards a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
In a speech, Woody talked about the time that he visited Michael in Thailand on the set of the 1989 movie Casualties of War. They went through a jungle and ended up at a cobra and mongoose fight. The mongoose won.
Okay.
And here's Woody telling the rest of the story. Okay. Take a listen to this.
They took the snake, tied it by its tail, wrung the blood out, half filled four glasses with cobra blood and half with Thai whiskey. Drinking the cobra blood is called becoming brother to the snake. Mike and I drank lots of things together, and he can hold his own, but Mike promptly vomited his snake cocktail. Never could hold his cobra blood. I said I thought it was one of the funniest jokes I ever said. I said, hey, Mikey, he likes it.
See, so they drank the cobra blood, which is crazy. It just kind of reminds me of like a childhood pact you would make with somebody.
Oh,
you know? Like
100%.
Something stupid you would do as young kids.
Also, this sounds like something boys would do.
Yeah.
Like, women are not going to do this.
You've never done anything crazy like that with one of your girlfriends?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay, let's zoom past the girlfriend stage, you know, growing up to where you were dealing with exotic animals. Did you ever drink any blood?
Absolutely not. No. There was nothing. No.
Just sold them on the black market. That's
pretty
it.
Much.
We never did anything. Like, we had this kid in my youth group growing up, and it always was like in youth group. There was always the kid that was always just out there, you know?
Like, maybe didn't belong in youth group,
but also
equally belonged in youth group.
Exactly. But he just wasn't learning and absorbing what was being taught in youth group. But what, I can't share all the stories that we did, but I mean, it was just like something that most kids or most boys do growing up, the little blood brothers pact.
Yeah.
You know, a little pin, you stab each other in the thumb and, you know, rub it together and call yourself blood brothers.
You did that?
Yeah.
I mean, my girlfriends and I talked about doing stuff like that, but we never did it.
Yeah.
Because it's weird. I know, like, as a kid, as a, like a preteen, I could see why you'd want to do, like, even now, like, I get wanting to do that with your best friend, but it's weird.
What does it accomplish?
Nothing.
Let's break this down here for a moment. What does mashing your blood together accomplish?
Absolutely nothing, because you're not even getting it into, like, the bloodstream. You're just smudging it on each other's thumbs.
Okay, so, like, let's say somebody had something and the other one didn't. Is that enough contact for that other person to contract what the other person had?
Sir, I'm not a scientist nor a doctor. I don't have an answer.
You got street smarts. I was just wondering, Cheyenne.
I mean, I would think, maybe.
And you're a former paramedic. I mean, maybe you would have heard something, you know? All right, don't do that. It seems kind of nutty.
Yes. Right?
All right.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
One of them girls.
Well, are you one of them girls that had something special happen to them over the weekend? And by special, I mean engaged. Cheyenne, did you get engaged over the weekend?
No.
Oh, man.
I did not.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, you know, we put down our predictions for the year, and one of my predictions what in that sealed envelope over there was that Cheyenne will be married by the end of the year.
How's that working out for you?
How's that working out for you?
It's not.
For me, it's just some writing on a piece of paper.
We place no bets
for
on
you.
These.
That is the rest of your life, Cheyenne. It didn't happen.
No.
Didn't happen over turkey. You didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, Cheyenne.
No, that's just how I envision it happening.
Why is that your vision?
I feel like next Thanksgiving, I don't know, my vision of you getting engaged is the two of you, you and Brandon, reaching for that turkey leg, and then like his hand hits your hand, and then he gets down on one hand, on one knee, you know.
Over the turkey leg.
Over the turkey leg.
Why is that your vision?
It just seems so right. I don't know. It just seems so right, Cheyenne.
So right, it's wrong. Very wrong. No.
Thanksgiving was good, though?
Thanksgiving was great.
Yeah.
Probably the most low-key, drama-free Thanksgiving I think I've ever had in my life.
Did you do anything with his family for Thanksgiving? No.
No, no.
Why not?
He had so much family in town.
You weren't ready for that.
No, neither one of us were. Absolutely not. Like, I've met his mom. I met his mom's husband, and they're great. I like them a lot. But I'm definitely not ready to meet literally everybody else in
the
his family.
The choice of words there, especially when it comes to the family, too.
What do you mean?
You said, I like them a lot. Normally, it's like, I love them a lot.
I've met them one time.
I know. I understand that. I love how you, like, chose those words wisely by saying like. So the love word has not been thrown around yet.
No. No. Wow. No, not at all.
Taking it slow.
Yes, I know. Good. Look at me. I'm growing up in my old age.
Yeah. So he had his family thing. You didn't want to go to it, or you couldn't go, or
no? It wasn't a conversation that was had. Wow. Neither one of us were not prepared or ready for that. So,
okay.
Yeah. Why?
I'm just wondering. Like, how soon is it? Like, you've been dating for how long?
Oh, almost 5 months.
Okay. Is that about time to go for the holidays? I feel like that's the whole idea with cuffing season.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you cuffed them in cuffing season. Here we are in the holidays. And you just missed out on like a major holiday hanging out and eating food together.
I don't know. I have no clue. Okay. If like it's something, a conversation that we have, if it's just something that's expected. I don't know how it works. I don't know what's appropriate. I also didn't feel like I should have brought it up. So we didn't like talk about it.
Hashtag communication.
Well, like, our communication is great, but, like, I don't want to overstep a boundary.
Right.
So, and I know that he doesn't want to rush things either.
Which is probably the right move.
Yeah.
I mean, I already shared the story about 2 weeks into my relationship with my now wife. I said, I love you. After 2 weeks, she broke up with me, like, right away.
But, I mean, it ended up working out really well for you.
Maybe that's what you should do. Drop the L word. Maybe so. Just see how it worked out for me. Oh, you're terrified. I can see it in your face.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you're terrified.
I don't want to be the one to say it first.
Oh, man. Do you think he'll say it first?
I don't know.
Oh, man. You guys are 5 months in. I'm excited. I can't wait to hear what happens. Who says it first?
I'm glad that you're excited about it. I'm excited about it. And it makes me more excited to see you excited. So thanks for that.
It's like a movie in real life. It really is.
It's been a lot. This is like, this is the longest relationship I've had in a long time. Yeah. So, yeah.
You guys spent Christmas together?
I don't know.
Man, you guys got to figure out. I can't believe you are such the planner. Like you pack your bags for a trip like weeks in advance.
Here's the thing. He is the exact opposite of me where that's concerned.
Okay.
So we are having to find a middle ground on me not like OCDing making plans and him just not caring about plans. Like, and we're having to meet in the middle, which is really difficult for me. And I'm having to like relinquish control of that. And it's hard. It's really hard. But I'm working on it.
That's good.
Stressing me out.
Yeah, I know. At what point is it too much though? At what point is it too much? We're going to pull the ripcord, but I can't handle the stress. I can't handle this.
I don't think that it's going to come to that.
Okay.
He is very understanding of my need to have plans. It's just, we haven't really come across anything where we needed to really make, like, solidify plans.
Okay.
So, I don't know. TBD.
All right, TBD.
To be determined.
That's one prediction for 2022 that did not materialize for me. I guess there are still, like, a little over 30 days now for that to happen.
I wouldn't bank on it.
Fingers crossed, man. Come on. Wouldn't that be...
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, we hope your holiday weekend was better than all, right? Black Friday was on Friday. Did you do any Black Friday shopping?
I did Black Friday shopping on Saturday, but I did not venture out on Friday of the Black Friday. Did you?
Oh, what did we do Friday? I feel like I went somewhere. I went out to the mall. That was crazy. Yeah, Chandler.
Oh, you went to Chandler Mall?
We went to the Chandler Mall.
How was that?
Parking sucked, but I mean, there was nowhere near like as many people as I would have thought.
Yeah.
On Black Friday.
You think we've lost like Black Friday spirit?
I think that was lost. Yeah, I think that was lost a while back when the stores started opening on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, they kind of reverted back to the original hours of being open bright and early on Black Friday, but it definitely lost its luster.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because of Amazon. Maybe it's because of online shopping, which, hey, today's Cyber Monday. Get on it. You know? But came across this list of toys online that kind of were part of Black Friday and Christmas shopping when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
And I'm wondering if, like, you ever heard of some of these toys. Because this is nostalgic for me, Cheyenne.
Right, but we have a 10-year age gap between the
two
of us.
You were born in what year?
1991.
Okay, I was born 81, so yes. I got a 10-year run on you here, or a head start on you.
Yep.
Cabbage Patch Doll.
Yes, I know what that is.
Came out in 1983.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're still around today.
Yeah.
What about the Furby?
Yes, I do remember the Furby. How young do you think I am?
I don't know.
Furbies
are
cool.
It came out in 1998. But yeah. I mean, there was, yeah, okay, but they came out with an updated version, what, a few years ago, right? A number of years back?
That I don't have an answer to.
Original one. Those little Furbies, you stand them in front of each other and they just start talking to each other.
Yeah. Did you have one? Because that's very accurate.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I had one growing up. Yeah.
I never had one.
A Game Boy?
Yes. Of course, I know what a Game Boy is.
Oh, I know. Did you have one? Came out in 1989.
No, okay. I did not have one. Doesn't mean I don't know what it is.
Tickle Me Elmo? No. Somebody just tickle you? 1996.
I came out in 96?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gosh, I remember that thing. I was in high school. I graduated in 99. So I remember being on the bus in high school. And there was a kid that had one. Like,
it was
a senior. Had one. He just had it on the bus with him. He kept pushing the stomach and kept laughing. I thought it was the coolest thing. This senior student was carrying around a Tickle Me Elmo. I was like, hey, that's cool.
I want to be that guy.
Yeah. The original Nintendo came out in 1985.
Okay.
I had one of those.
I did not.
You did not?
No.
You didn't have anything on this list?
No, I didn't. I was borderline poor.
Tamagotchi came out in 1996.
I had one of those.
You did have a Tamagotchi?
In the first grade, and it caused the biggest fight between me and my childhood best friend, because I still think she stole my Furby to this day, but that's fine.
I thought you said you didn't have a Furby. You mean
no, not a Furby, the Tamagotchi. Okay. Yeah, like it caused, we had to be separated in classroom because we were now, in.
It's a little electronic device.
And in the first grade, in Miss Page's class, we were together in the same classroom, and it got so bad that they had to separate us.
Yeah. So you had the Tamagotchi. Was there anything, like, what did you really want as a kid, though?
I really wanted a Furby.
And you never got one.
And I never got one. My brothers and I always also wanted, like, gaming systems. We never got that either. We got a Sega, but, like, Sega came out in, like, the 80s, and we didn't get one until the late 90s, and it was like a group present, and that was all we got. Crazy.
Is there still something? So it was a Furby. So you never even went out and bought yourself a Furby now?
No. Why would I go buy one now?
I don't know. You always wanted it as a kid. Have you seen the Santa Claus? That came out over the weekend. All right? He always wanted his little weenie whistle, and she always wanted the doll game,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And then as an adult, they finally got it from Santa. You know, as an adult, you can go buy Furby and get that toy that you wanted as a kid that you never got.
I don't think I wanted a Furby enough to go buy it as a 31-year-old adult. I don't think that's holds zero nostalgia for me.
What is the toy that you wanted so badly for Christmas but did not get? I was fortunate enough, whatever I wanted, my parents ultimately got for me.
Well, that was nice.
But from like laser tag, playing laser tag on the front yard, they had those back in the day. They're actually making a comeback with the laser tag now. But I mean, whatever I wanted, I ultimately was able to get.
That's nice, though. I think that's great.
Yeah. But, I mean, not everybody is that blessed, right? I mean, like, you're in that similar situation. For you, it was a Furby. What was the one toy you wanted so badly for Christmas that you did not get? Text us at 22108. Kind of curious what that was for you.
Your Santa Claus present.
That's right. Who knows? Maybe I'll fly over your house and drop it with a parachute, you know, into your lap. You know, who knows?
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
What was the one toy you wanted so badly for Christmas when you were a kid and you didn't get it? Just never ended up under the tree. Santa never gave it to you. Santa never got it for you. You know, we were talking about this list of toys that I had growing up that I was just kind of curious. Cheyenne being born in the 90s, if she had ever heard of these.
Luckily, I've heard of all of them.
Yeah, you heard of all of them. But did you own any of them? You owned a Tamagotchi.
Yep.
That was the one on the list that you did own. You didn't have an original NES.
Nope.
Nintendo. Tickle Me Elmo. Game Boy?
Nope.
A Furby?
Nope.
Cheyenne never had one. That was something that you really wanted.
Yeah, it was.
Like, you're an adult now. You can go and buy it, Cheyenne.
I'm not going to do that because I don't care.
If somebody texted here, what about your kid? Would your kid want it?
No. Oh. He doesn't even know what they are. And I'm not going to buy one. Why?
Why wouldn't you? it's a little furry thing. You don't have a dog or a cat. So what we do for our kids, we just get them mechanical creatures and, you know, they don't poo, you know.
I mean, okay. I'll that kind
of takes, it kind of takes, alleviates some of the pressure of them pushing to try and get a dog or a cat by getting them a mechanical thing that talks.
Does it though?
You know? No, not really. Text the 480. I always wanted a lightsaber growing up, and now that I have kids, I have lightsabers.
Yeah.
You get the toy for your kid, but in all reality, it's for you. It's parenting 101. There you go, Cheyenne. Whatever you wanted as a kid, get it now for your kid.
Yeah.
And you get to play with it.
I mean, that makes sense.
Text the 623. I always wanted a power wheel car. Never got one.
Aw.
Yeah, that actually was one thing I never got. I was blessed enough to have like the Nintendo and laser tag and stuff like that. Anything I wanted, I pretty much got. But that was one thing I never got. That was the expensive toy.
You better go buy yourself one then. Or well, buy your kids one.
That's why I have a golf cart now, Cheyenne. That's my power wheel now.
The adult version.
Text the 480. I always wanted a pair of Fat Farm shoes. They were really popular in the 2000s.
That is the second time those have been brought up in my life in the last week. I will tell you, I had a pair of Fat Farms. They were black and pink.
Was this the discussion over Thanksgiving
or
something?
Yes, it was. And I got bullied and carrots got thrown at me because I had the same color Fat Farms as some other chick.
A lot of texts coming in saying Teddy Ruxpin. You know what a Teddy Ruxpin is?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to Google it.
So you've never seen the movie Ted, first of all.
Oh, I've seen it.
The dirty teddy bear.
Yes, yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah. Well, they just referenced Teddy Ruxpin in the Ted movie. It's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like one of my least favorite movies.
Yeah, he's like.
So dumb.
He's talking teddy bear. He's like, I should have asked Santa for a Teddy Ruxpin. And, you know, and the bear's like, say it one more time. Teddy Ruxpin.
I
and then
do
the bear jumps
up
and starts kicking his butt. Yeah.
Which is embarrassing, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, you don't let your teddy bear beat you up like that?
You have like a 10-pack of abs and the teddy bear beats you up. Okay.
Oh, nostalgia. Don't you love nostalgia? Good stuff. All right, appreciate those texts today.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.